Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. A number, Alan, $159,151 in the lockbox.
The rate of speed is beginning to increase. We won't make it unless everybody does something. Look, we love everybody who has been part of making this the great experiment it is. It's always been fragile. We know that. It has never been the kind of thing where there's a huge endowment. In fact, there's almost nothing. It's just that what we do each time keeps it going. And this time I ask that everybody do everything that they can to keep it going, to keep it happening. So just put your money in the lockbox and we'll get this new control room and the $25,000 that is coming from the Lennox Foundation. They said we'll give you $25,000, but you have to raise $200,000. That's the way we do things. And the chances are we already have $100,000 in, so we'll need $300,000 going into the drive. We have less than a month to do it. Let's do it now.
The New York governor's race just 7 weeks away now, Alan. Governor Cuomo has indicated he will debate his Republican challenger, Rob Astorino, but Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins says he wants in.
Well, if you're Howie Hawkins, you would say that. You know, this is a very amazing man. He loads trucks at night and he runs for office in the day. We've had him on the air here. We'll have him in this week also. He's obviously the heir to the Zephyr Teachout vote, which was, you know, largely critical of Cuomo and some of his positions. I don't think there's any real difference between what Teachout was saying and what Harry Hawkins is saying. So he wants to be in the debates. Now, of course, Astorino, who has much less money than Cuomo and who needs the attention desperately, will take the usual position and he'll say, this should be between me and Andrew. And what will happen, of course, is that Andrew will, like his father, be saying, okay, maybe we should have the other guys in it also, because that just diminishes the attention that Astorino will be getting. So Andrew is right. He took the right path here. He's going to debate. It probably won't make that much difference. But then if there is a debate, you better believe that he'll try his best to make sure it's on the right kind of grounds for him to win.
Finally, Alan, federal and state officials say New York and New Jersey face a daunting domestic terror threat fueled by mounting hostilities between the U.S. and the Islamic State extremist. To that end, New York Governor Cuomo, New Jersey Governor Christie, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio met yesterday with U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson in Midtown Manhattan to deal with the potential for an attack.
Well, we know from the World Trade Center and everything else that New York is the place. As you know, they bombed the World Trade Center not once but twice. And we do know that people in New York have to be protected. And if you're a public official, you can't do too much because if it happens, you don't want anybody pointing a finger at you. We know that it's going to be a tough thing to do, but watch out, because for those people who would do harm to the city, they have to be put on notice that they're not safe.